Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to organizational health and the world of work. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, joined by Bo and Tracy. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
All righty. How are you doing, Bo?
Oh, I am really excited for this topic.
All right. And we came up with it right before. We were having a great conversation. And Matt is here today, and so is Karen, keeping us on track. And Bo, what is our topic?
Big little things.
That's right. And I realize I say that's right whenever somebody says that the topic.
So I should say the wrong topic so that you can say that's not
wrong.
It.
Big little things. And it is just this. There's so many little things we can do in our companies, whether it's with employees in our office or with customers, that make a huge difference. And they're little, they're tiny, they don't take a lot of effort or a lot of money. And yet they can be a huge differentiator. And we want to talk about those things today and talk about why we don't do them more often. And this is going to be a very practical liberal arts conversation, because we want everybody at the end of this show to go away with what's one or two little things we could do that would make a big difference.
Okay, so I want to talk about this theoretically, and I want to get lots of examples. I think it might help, Pat, if you just started with, what's an example of when you've experienced that, of a company doing a big little thing for you?
Okay. And we had this conversation before we started, so everybody had great examples, and they just kept coming. Actually, so one of the things that we do at our company, in the early days we did it more, is we would literally go to the movies probably twice a year. Mm-hmm. Where it would be the afternoon, I'd go, come on, let's go to the movies. Somebody look up a movie, and half the time it would be some crummy, hilarious movie. And we would go. It would be twice a year. Everybody would complain, we can't go. What do you mean the movies? What are we going to do? Once we ran into one of our parents there at the movie theater, they were like, what are you guys doing? And the point is, we did it twice a year. It was hilarious. We talked about it all the time. And one little thing led to like a year's worth of experiences and fun. And we'd talk about it. And people say, I can't believe you guys do stuff like that. And so it was just a little thing that made a big difference in our culture, right? That's an example. You give us one, Bo.
Ooh, we have a favorite coffee shop. Shout out to Phoenix Coffee here in the Morgan, Utah area. And of course, in the wintertime, it's cold. And we walked there in the snow with our family. And Chris, the owner, when he made my coffee, I noticed that he preheated the mug. He went over, the mugs are cold, they're sitting there, and he went and put hot water on it and then put coffee in it. Simplest little thing, haven't forgotten it.
Yep. And Karen just wrote a note, I want to say. She wrote, small cost, high return. These are little tiny things we do that people remember, and they make a big difference. Tracy, do you have one?
Yeah, so mine's a little heavier. So my sister recently had surgery. She had heart surgery. And an experience that could have been awful was just phenomenal. So I went in to prep with her before she had her surgery. And there was a volunteer there. His name was Bert. This was at John Muir Hospital in Concord, California. He was phenomenal. He was a volunteer. He completely transformed our entire experience. Mm-hmm. He made a stressful experience so pleasant, and I will never forget that.
You know, it's funny, Tracy, because this morning I said before you told that story, why doesn't the hospital in the emergency room have just some friendly, slightly trained volunteer, so when you walk in the emergency room, you're in the most traumatic moment of your life, who can't welcome you and make you feel comfortable, some compassion. Hospitals spend millions of dollars on equipment and facilities and all these things, and yet a single volunteer or a moderately paid person could transform your experience and your memory and your what you go through when you go through that trauma. And it's like a little thing like that could make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
So that's a great, and that's when you said, that's what happened at the hospital when we were there. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic.
I like that already. Some of these stories are kind of responsive. I remember a doctor's appointment for my son before he was going to have surgery. And we'd been waiting for a while, and the doctor came in and kind of had his brown bag lunch with him and handed my three-year-old son the banana from his lunch. He's like, hey, you've been waiting for a while. Do you want to eat my banana? There's no policy about them giving bananas to every kid in every room. So there's like this responsive nature of the little things that we can do. And then there's organizations that sort of proactively say, we're going to do this repeatedly and doing it repeatedly actually becomes the thing you really remember and almost look forward to, isn't it? When you're at a restaurant that does something like that, or a hotel that gives you a warm cookie when you check in.
Yep.
Yeah. Karen, she had an internship when she was in college. She studied hospitality and she had an internship unpaid. And one of the things she did at this high-end hotel is they said, just write a handwritten note to the guests when they arrive and put it on in their room and in your handwriting, and just say something creative about why you're glad they're there, and think about like how little that is and how far things like that go. I love the example too about the pasta primavera. What you knew about this, right, Tracy?
Yeah, so there's a local restaurant here. It's an Italian restaurant, and there's a huge jar of Jelly Bellies at the front desk, sitting on the desk, and there's just a little scooper and some cups. And let me tell you, people go in there when they're ordering takeout, they're always scooping their Jelly Bellies, and it's pretty cool.
And that must cost them about $100 a year.
Exactly.
And yet people remember them like, oh, that's cool that they, and when I go to other restaurants or other places of work that don't do anything, you're like, I know, it's that thing. What should we do? Something. Do something.
We did a podcast not a few months ago called Try. I don't know if you remember that. So it's sort of, this is sort of related to that.
Right. Bo.
Pat, I was just thinking about that same thing, that when they do nothing, it actually stands out as well. I'm thinking about, Pat, you and I went golfing in December, and it was a fairly nice course. And I think neither of us had our clubs, so we were renting golf clubs. And there were little ball markers right there. I don't know if you remember this. And we're like, oh, could we get a couple of those ball markers? You know, we're paying hundreds of dollars to go play golf. And they're like, yeah, those are $18 each. And we were like, okay, I guess forget it. And it was like, would have been the easiest thing in the world to say, people are traveling here, they're renting clubs, these guys look like they're going to lose a lot of balls, let's give them this ball marker cost us $1.50 to make. We could just give it to them.
Right. And frankly, it's because nobody stopped and thought about it and said, yeah, that would probably be a good thing to do. Hey, Matt, you were talking about a job you had and a couple things they did for just really informally in the office, right?
Yeah. And before I mention that, I think one thing that I was thinking about when you guys were giving all those examples is that there's two types of examples that you're giving. One is the customer facing ones, like the jelly beans.
Right.
And the example Bo just gave, that would have been a gesture towards the customer or the client. But then there's the movies and things like the one I'm about to say, which is for your team, for your employees, for the people that work at the company. And both, I think, are equally important. So the one that I experienced at one of my previous jobs when I was in college was, we actually had on Tuesdays, so Tuesdays and Thursdays are my favorite days for different reasons. Tuesdays would be before lunch, me and a couple other people from the company, including the CEO actually, would get down on the floor in the office on yoga mats and do 3 minutes of planks just once a week. And it made me look forward to Tuesdays every week. And then Thursdays, similarly, my team, just the couple people that were on my team, we would drive somewhere out of the office. We'd get in somebody's car and go get Indian food every Thursday.
Because you worked with Indian people, right?
And yeah, the whole team. And it was Tuesdays and Thursdays were the 2 days of the week that I looked forward to every week.
And there were tiny things.
Tiny. Yeah. I mean, doing it literally took 5 minutes out of a Tuesday to do three planks with three other people in the office. And it made it something that all of Tuesday morning, I was excited because we would, you know, get 5 minutes of doing planks in the middle of the office. And it wasn't just us too. Everyone else in the office loved it. They would just laugh at us and, you know, we'd fall or something. And it was just a good time and it cost nothing and it was super easy.
You know, one of the things we do here, we have a speaker system and we can play music. I can't because I don't know how to use the system, but like we'll play music and we'll turn it up loud and listen to like, we'll do 80s music or we'll do some country music or things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of disruptive, but it's fun. It lasts for a little while and we talk about it and then it goes on to other things. And I thought about it. The dentist, Matt, you love Dr. Schmetting. They have Country Music Thursday. And if you go to the dentist on Thursday, you know they're playing country music. And it's just one of those stupid little things that's not stupid at all because it just makes you think they're human. It's fun. I remember them. I tell other people about it. It's great.
I love that. And you know, it's interesting, Matt, when you were talking about those two different categories, the customer facing and then the employee related stuff that you're talking about, they're related, I think. They impact one another. So when you do stuff for customers, it impacts the employees. And when you do stuff for the employees, it impacts the customers. Oh. So it's just, it's one of those things that they both benefit, both categories.
Isn't it amazing how little things change culture?
Mm-hmm.
Just the smallest little gesture influences culture. And I love that observation, Tracy, that it ripples down.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't more companies do this?
This is exactly the question. I want to say a couple more things before we go to that, because that's what this has to be about. But the leader has to participate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, the leader has to say, yes, this is worthwhile. And when Matt said they did planks, he said the CEO did it too. So it wasn't just like, hey, we're just a bunch of, it's like he had to say, no, this is worthwhile. I remember I used to work at a bank. I was a bank teller, worst job I ever had because I'm terrible at it. But I remember everybody seemed bored and we had Muzak, you know, they would play like, you know, violin music of songs from, you know, of like hard rock songs and things, but you can. And so I would just say to people both that worked there and the customers in line, I'd say, you know, name that tune. Who can name that tune the first? And we'd be like, that's Led Zeppelin, isn't it? You know? And it was like the people that worked there liked it. The people in the line liked it. Mm-hmm. It made it more fun and more human, but it was kind of frowned upon. And so the question becomes, why don't more people do these things?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this before. What do you think, Trace?
Well, I think the fear of looking silly. I think that's one of them, especially for leaders. I would say that's an issue.
And you know something? You will look silly for at least a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time that we went to the movies, people would go, you're not serious. Mm-hmm. Come on, we can't go to the movies. Mm-hmm. And like 10 minutes into the drive to the movie theater, people were like, I'm so glad we're doing this. This is crazy. But I remember at first thinking, I am such a moron that I suggested this. And every kind of crazy little idea, there's going to be a period of time. It might last a minute. It might last a few days where you're going to look silly, but the impact is going to live on. Mm-hmm. Why else, Bo? What are other reasons we don't do it?
Thinking of a couple, I remember hearing a story about the former CEO of Home Depot, Frank Blake, that he would write like hundreds of thank you notes a month. And so what I do is I go, oh, I can't write hundreds of thank you notes. So I don't write one. So I think there's this thing, oh, I can't do it for all the people, so I won't do it for any of the people thing that it keeps me, it makes me hesitant to do it. And gosh, this is kind of vulnerable. I think another reason that I don't do it is I've been in meetings where we've had these conversations and I've thought, not here at the table group, just disclaimer, previous world where we've thought, oh no, then they'll get entitled. If we do that nice little extra thing for them, then they'll think they deserve it and they'll expect it every time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is so crazy, you know, would be a separate problem. Mm-hmm. Another reason I think people do it because they literally, well, first of all, there's a million reasons that people will come up with like, oh, that'll cost too much money, or I don't know how we'll sustain that. Yeah. And you realize, you know, this is going to take us 5 minutes a week, right? And people are like, yeah, I guess that's true. Any other reasons why companies don't do little things that make a big difference?
You know, maybe they've tried the predictable ways before and it didn't lead to anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they thought, oh, we send them an email on their birthday and they get an automated card on their work anniversary. And that doesn't really do anything. So we shouldn't do something like this.
So we shouldn't do anything like that. And I agree, if it's overly formalized and it's not passion driven and real, it can backfire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're going to send out an automated happy birthday email to everyone on their birthday. But it's like, find a way to make it human and make it less formal. Bo, you did something when you worked at a college that I think I love this. And this all came about this morning when we were talking about this. Tell us what you did.
I was working with college students and I knew that Thanksgiving is like, for some reason, it's fairly stressful for college students to go home to their parents and face their family members and all that. And I also knew that parents really get one form of communication from the college, which is you owe us money. And so I just decided to write a letter to all the student leaders I worked with. I wrote a letter to all their parents and would just say, hey, Rachel's doing a great job. And here's an example of an event that she put on. And here's a way that I've, you know, a funny story or something that I've seen her grow. Pat, I can't tell you how many of those letters people have told me they still have, and the impact that it made, and the way that it changed Thanksgiving dinner conversation. And it took me 2.5 hours to write 12 letters.
And imagine that somebody says, prove to me exactly how much impact that had. It's like, there's no way to measure that. But you know, and all you have to do is put yourself in their situation. Imagine going home and having the parents say, hey, your manager sent me a note about you. I heard about this thing you did. That is going to make the difference between them thinking like best job ever versus just a job.
They're little things.
How often do we regret trying these things? No. We look back later and we say, I wish I had done that. I wish I had done something.
Yeah. I remember hearing a story. I have not fact checked this, so I'm sure somebody will phone in and tell us that there is a hotel, and it's like kind of a dingy older hotel in the Los Angeles area, where they have a, out by the pool, there's like a landline phone. And one day a manager just decided, let's put that phone to use. And he made it the popsicle hotline, that you can pick up the phone and say, yeah, I'd like a popsicle. And then they will come out to the pool and deliver a popsicle to you. How amazingly fun is that? And what does an Otter Pop cost? 11 cents? And that will be, these families are spending hundreds of dollars to go to theme parks and spending money and traveling to get there. And I bet you they're still telling stories about getting that 11 cent Otter Pop when they picked up the popsicle phone.
And again, can you imagine? Well, where are we going to put it? And it might melt and maybe people won't like it. It's like a million reasons not to. It's like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And those often are the very things that make the biggest difference. And so what we want people to do, they're listening to this, is come up with a big little thing that you could do for your customers, for your employees, maybe for both, in the environment where you work, in what you do for them. Something that seems small, but will probably make them think, wow, that's a differentiator. And I'm going to tell people about that. And that becomes one of those amazing indicators that you, there's something special going on there.
What if right now, Pat, we came up with an idea? So Tracy or Matt, would you throw out an industry or a type of company? And then Pat and I can live invent, like, what are some fun little big thing, big little things that they could do?
Just give us an industry or a business.
DMV.
Oh.
The DMV. That is so fun.
Actually, you know what? I remember I was at the DMV one time and I saw two employees that were, there was a desk that was like an L shape. So they were across the middle area of the building and they were tossing a ball to each other. And I remember thinking that that was the best experience I ever had at the DMV. People just seemed nicer because somebody was just throwing a ball over a desk to their colleague.
Right. Imagine if the DMV said, hey, we're going to have, we're going to rotate our employees around and you're going to have each of you a half hour where you're just going to go interact with kids that are standing in line with their parents. You're going to bring them something, or you're going to talk to them, or you're going to roll a ball around with them, do anything. And imagine how people would go like, oh my gosh, something is really crazy in the world. Somebody at the DMV is actually taking the time to interact with me and my children.
I wonder if, like, for the DMV team, they could like get a referee jersey and hat and whistle and say, like, the employee who did the most driving tests, or failed the most driving tests, or passed the most driving, like, have some kind of award for their staff about that. Or maybe you get one of those little tiny key rings that, like, when somebody passes their driver's test, you like have a DMV approved, like something simple and fun that's like a way to go.
Right. We had a thing in our office. We had a little siren that we got at one of those arcades we went to on one of our crazy trips. And it was just a little siren. And when something good would happen, we would turn it on. This cheap little red light would go around. And if they literally just did a woo when somebody passed their driving test, everybody in that place would go, this does not feel like the DMV. And so imagine that we went to the head of the DMV of one office and said, here's what we want you to do. We want you to spend $15 on a noise-making light that goes around. And every time that somebody passes, everybody in the DMV is going to stop and go, woo, and that's it. And they would go, Now, I don't know if the California Department of Motor Vehicles would approve of that. And well, who would do it? And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that would be disruptive, you know. And it's like, how about you would be the best DMV in the country if that's mm-hmm. all you did, right? And God, so it's what it really comes down to is somebody having the kind of courage and mm-hmm. audacity mm-hmm. to try something simple. Mm-hmm. And there would probably be an article written about that someplace. And actually, people would probably might want to work there. People would probably go there to take their driver's tests just because they – and more importantly, the people who worked there would probably feel kind of special. Mm-hmm. But it would take some leader to say, I'm willing to look silly. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to even get criticized by somebody and to stand out a little bit.
Oh, and you know what else it then takes is one follower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's the first person who says, I'm in on this. I'm with you. I see it is so important.
Right. Yeah. One person there would have to say, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out tomorrow and buy that thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So instead of if you have a team member who is trying to be creative and come up with the right thing, man, cheer for it. Come alongside. Don't be a mm-hmm. critic. Think about the positive impact that something like that could have for the folks around
you. Karen just mentioned one. She said, what about airlines? Like let's say you mm-hmm. took over an airline, what would be some big little thing that you could do? Now, Southwest has generally been pretty good at letting their flight attendants try things. I see less of it now, unfortunately, I think because the world is in a different place, but what's something that you might do?
I would bring back the wings when a kid comes on the plane. It used to be that flight attendants would come and give the mm-hmm. kids your little flight wings, you know, that you pin on your shirt.
Yeah.
And I remember that as a little kid. And I remember, you know, back in the day, I think my oldest daughter got one of these. My goodness, you wore it around for 3 days. It's like makes their day.
Right. You know what's funny? Remember, if you've ever gone to Hawaii, they have a thing where they go, guess what the midpoint is or whatever mm-hmm. else. That's such a stupid thing. It doesn't matter. I think they gave you like a free coconut or something like that if you want. But the point is just the fact that you're sitting on this plane, everybody's a stranger, and everybody gets to guess at something. And people would talk about it and you'd see somebody win. It made the flight attendants happier. The pilot got to come on and say, we're now at the midpoint or whatever else. Something silly like that can make the difference between a flight feeling like a community event that you're involved in and just a stranger sitting next to you and pretending we don't know one another. So mm-hmm. every kind of business can come up with something. Everyone mm-hmm. can do come up with something. Come up with Country Music Thursday, whatever you want to do, like Dr. Schmetting. Okay, that's the end of this. We hope people come up with those. Send us your ideas too. We'd love mm-hmm. this. We'll celebrate some of the best big little things. Either you're already doing them or something you're about to do. But we're going to do now our unpaid ad, right?
Yep.
And I'm going to do an unpaid ad for a television show that I am watching all the way through for the second time. It's a series. It's from England, but it's about Scotland. So I'm going to be doing this for a TV show and the island that it's where it's filmed. It's called Shetland. So the Shetland Islands are way up, like as close to Norway as they are to Scotland. And it's this tiny little island, and it's about the police force and a detective. And their accents are so wonderful. And it's really remote. They're out in the middle of the Atlantic, the North Atlantic. It's rainy and cool. And I watch the show. It's like a retreat. I go home and watch an episode of the show. And it's still going on, but it's been around for years. So you can watch it. I think I see it on Amazon Prime or something. But I love the way they talk. And so I always talk like that. Because
you got to do the accent, Pat.
Yeah, we got
to go to work. They go to work every day. And they have to solve murders. And it's so fun. I just love to listen to them talk. They're quirky characters. It's really cool. So I'm doing an unpaid ad for the TV show called Shetland. Look it up. I love it. They're my friends. I get to hang out with them at night. And it's a wonderful experience.
That's fun. And in particular fun because we get to hear your accent.
Yes.
Hey, if you all have a story of a big little thing that you've experienced or that you do in your company, we'd love to hear it. You can email Matt at podcast@tablegroup.com and tell them your stories. We'd love to read a couple of them.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us. We love doing these and we will look forward. We always do look forward to our next episode. on At the Table. So God bless.